nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to appreciate every one of you that are here. The reason for this meeting is because of you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So please, can you put your hands together for yourself? This is, I understand, this JCCF meeting in conjunction with youth, with Vision. And I want to appreciate the leadership of JCCF as well. Please, can you clap for them? You learn to celebrate people and learn to celebrate yourselves. And I want you to also appreciate the leadership of youth with Vision, Dr. Tope and his entire team. Praise the Lord. How many of us were here yesterday? No, I want to see your hand very well. Okay, just put it down. How many of us were not here yesterday? No worry, just put your hand. There's nothing attached to it. Just raise your hand. Okay, quite a few. Praise the Lord. If you are a president of a fellowship, let me see your hand. I want to see your hand. You are a president of a fellowship. Not the outgone president to the new president. I know there is some people handed over. Let me see your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting 4 hands. So we have 4 fellowships on this campus. Eh? We have 4 fellowships on this campus. You are saying no, I'm seeing 4 hands. So where are the rest? Eh? After we have shared the grace. Praise the Lord. When Jesus was going, part of the prayer he prayed, the last prayer he prayed that was recorded in the Bible was the prayer in John 17. And he prayed that we should be one. We should be one. And being one is more than just coming together, actually, but it's also a part of it. This is JCCF. When JCCF is doing something, let it rock this campus. The trees, you know, and all the elements of life know that there's something happening on these people, and there are people that stand as one and are united. Praise the Lord. So take my message of love and hope back, and let's learn to come together as one. If we are doing cultural dinner, I know that here will be filled up. Am I wrong? Am I correct? All forms of gathering, cultural day, one or two activity. But when it comes to the spiritual controls every element in life. Yes, every element in life. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful message yesterday. I was here. I wanted to be a part of the meeting, and also I wanted to get blessed as well. Praise the Lord. So I got a lot of things I took home to meditate and pray with. And the man of God said something about, he said a lot of things actually, that he talked about the pathway to glory. That the more we know the Lord Jesus, the more we have revelation about Him, you know, the more we increase in glory and so many other things that he mentioned. Wonderful message. Praise the Lord. When you hear the word of God like that, I want you to know that it can change a lot of things in your life. And even in the area of your destiny. It does. It does. It can change so much about you. So many times we hear words, we come to meetings, we just hear the word, we just go. We just go, and some of us do not even take it serious. But I want to assure you that your life is going to be a product of the word that you have heard and the word that you have believed. God himself is called Word. Praise the Lord. God himself is called Word. You hear that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And God does not do anything outside the circumference of his Word. Even in your life, God will not do anything outside of the boundary of the Word of God in your life. Praise the Lord. So that's how critical and how important it is. Even when Jesus came on earth, everything that Jesus did were the things that were prophesied that he was going to do. That's why I say I did not come to break the law, to break the scripture, but to fulfill the scriptures. So your life is going to be a fulfillment of the Word of God that is written, spoken, or the Word of God that is the written, spoken, or the Word of God that you have believed in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to just lay that foundation as I proceed to talk about the weight of glory. And I want to talk to us about glory. Just open it a bit. Not so much. Just open it a bit. Now, what is glory? Let me ask us. When they ask you what is glory, what will you say? At first instance. Or when they ask you the glory of God, when they ask you what is glory, what are we talking about? You see, part of what was said yesterday was talking, he said something about the man, God made man, and even Brother Tupper mentioned it. God made man, when God created man, and God made a glory being. He made a creation of glory and honor. That's why all men today are looking for glory. They may be looking for it in the wrong way or the wrong manner, because man is created for glory. And man will continually look for that for which he is created. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Man is created for glory. And that's why I say that man is the quest for man. That's why I say all of this ambition, all of those things, we want glory. God himself is the God of glory. Praise the Lord. God himself is the God of glory. Look at when God made man in Genesis. Go open to Genesis chapter 2. Verse 15. Are we there? Genesis 2:15. Okay. Okay. Okay, let me give you the mic.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground of the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
It's okay. If you go to verse 15, where did God put the man? When God made the man, God gave him a home, and that home was the garden. Then if you read verse 20, you see, God put man in the garden. The garden was man's home. The garden of earth is different from the whole of the earth was there. Then look at dignity, look at royalty. I want to show you something about called royalty, so that you can know the foundation of your life. When God created all the animals everywhere in the air, God took the animal like a procession. My brother, please come. Please come. Please come. Let me use you to do this illustration. You just sit down there. No. It's okay. One of you just sit down. You stay here. So let's assume this is the man that God put in his garden. After God finished creating all of his creation, then God now took them like in a procession. And he brought all of them to the man. He brought them to man's home in the garden. And then the man gave name to every creation. And God was the one that created them. He made the man. The man did not even start jumping from one pillar to post to look for, to you go and run into the sea to go and catch the whales, all these animals to name them. God brought them to the man. And then the man named all of the creation. Praise the Lord. Please can sit down. Did you get my illustration? Did you get my illustration? So God brought the man, it was like a big stadium. Now, God brought all of the creation and whatever Adam called the name, eternally and forever, that becomes the name of that creation. So can you see royalty? I want you to see the way God sees man, and the way man sees man, and the way man sees himself, and the way man sees God are totally different concepts. If you understand it, your life will forever change. Example 2, go to John 14. Go to John 14. You know, we don't even respect ourselves, but God honors. He said, when is he let us make man in our image? God makes somebody like himself. So God gives him the honor that he gives to himself. Praise the Lord. Okay, are you there? John 14. Okay, let me read it. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So let me do a little illustration again, then I'll go into my continue. Please, the three of you still come out. So the person that sat down, just sit down again. You know, when God created a man, everything, you know the rest of the story, how sin scattered the whole thing. Everything, and the man does not even deserve to live. The man died after the sin. He does not deserve a pinch. But God, in his own estimation, when Jesus came to do the work of redemption, though we didn't even listen to him, all of those things. I want you to see the honor that God has caused to man in his heart. So that you can start re-engineer the way you think and the way you see. So when Jesus came and did the work of redemption, he's the one that has gone to the cross. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I said, I am going to prepare a place. Who is going to prepare the place? Is it man? Is it you? He said, he will go and prepare it. This is the man he sees sitting down in royalty. He said, he will go, after he go, he will go and prepare it. After I finish preparing it, he can just call you to start coming. He won't call you to come. What did he say? He said, I will now come back. Then I will receive you. I will come back after I have prepared the place, finish doing it. I will now come back and then I will now receive you. Even to angel, he's not even going to send angels to come and bring you. He said, I will come back and I will receive you to myself. So that anywhere I am, there you will forever be. Praise the Lord. So you can go and sit down. Did you get what I said? No, I want you to. So can you now see that why you think that God cannot forgive you your sin, that I did this? Some say that I committed this, I have done this, that God cannot forgive you. Can you see the extent to which God goes? He first of all said God made all the creation he made and then brought them in a procession to the man to name them. And God stood as a spectator and the man was naming them one by one. And after he finished, I said, and whatever he says, anything he calls it. If he calls it one name and he changes it again, then that becomes the name. What even happened there is so deep, I don't want to go into it. It's not just calling them. When the man speaks the word, then the man determines, how do I put it this way? He not only just name it, you know, name. The naming talks about, it goes deeper than just calling, say, your name is John. It cannot define your function. That name they pronounce determines how the animal is going to be the rest of his life. The nature, the shape, and all of those things. So that's the power that God gave man from the beginning. Even when man sinned and he fell, when he came back again, Jesus was not talking to us anyhow. The only people he talked to anyhow, don't forget that Jesus is God. Hope you believe your Bible. Eh? We say in the beginning was who? Was the Word. The Word was who? With God. And the Word was God. So when God came down, and came down as a man. When he spoke to man, he was not just talking anyhow. Look at all of you, look at you that scattered everything. Look at that thief. You know, someone that steals money here alone. How do we call him? Maybe he's a notorious stealer, a thief in the hostel. I say, look at that thief. You not even call his name, you call thief before, but God does not behave like that. Man did something that was more than a notorious thief. Maybe somebody is a thief everywhere. Maybe they have caught him like 5 times in a semester. You know, that could be as worse as it could be, maybe in a session. What happened was stronger and deeper than that. But yeah, when he came there, he was not talking anyhow. He still talked with dignity and with honor. Praise the Lord. And then look at how we crown it all, that I go to prepare a place and I will come and I will receive you to myself. I say, God is the God of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's look at some scriptures. Then okay. Please, can you Acts chapter 7, verse 2? I say, man was created for glory. I say, God is the God of glory. My brother, I'll join myself to you. So, I'll be reading your Bible. Acts chapter 7, verse 2. A couple of, I don't know what I'll read, so that I'll be fast. We don't have so much time. Acts chapter 7, verse 2. Okay, no, that's not the scripture. Okay, that's it. Then they had, that's Stephen. Is it Stephen now, Abby? It's okay, let me read it. 7:1-2. Then said the high priest, are these things so? That's to Stephen. And he said, men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. What did the next thing that was said?
The God of glory appeared.
The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia. Before, I want to establish something that God is the God of glory, right? Okay, now go to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. We have the God of glory here. Then that place talks about Ephesians 1 17. You have to be fast too. He said, that was the prayer of Apostle Paul. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, what did he say? The Father of whom?
Glory.
The Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Then 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 14. So we've seen the God of glory, we've seen the Father of glory. Chapter 4 verse 14. He said, but if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid. Okay, sorry. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the spirit of glory. What rest for the spirit of glory and of God rest upon you? What is resting on you? The Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of glory. So when you say when the Holy Ghost comes, it does not just only comes, he comes with glory. He comes to glorify and to beautify your life. So when you say the Holy Ghost is here, I am filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not just filled with the Holy Ghost to just be speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of glory because God himself is the God of glory. So even as a father, he's the Father of glory. Then the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of glory. Praise the Lord. It's like this. The man that knows about America and the man that has been to America, they are two different things. Somebody knows about the United States. He has read and studied about the United States. Another person has entered the plane and has gone to the United States. Are they the same thing? Which experience is deeper? The one that has done. But look at what Jesus did for us. This one now is only God that can do it. This one is that you stay here and then he bring America to you. That's the story of redemption. I say one thing you know about America. Some people are not born again. They don't know God. They are just there. Even some of you that are looking at me, you have not yet decided whether you want to give your life to Christ, or you are still playing about it. Some people knows about God, knows about salvation. You need to be born again. If you are not born again, if you are born again, you go to heaven. If you are not born again, you go to hell. If you are born again, did this and that, but they are not born again. That's one level. Another level, some people are actually, they are now born again. They have given their life to Christ. Praise the Lord. That's another level. Another level, they have given their lives to Christ, but even in that Christ, they are not serious. They are not yet serious. Then another level is they have given their life to Christ, and in that Christ that they are serious. They are passionate for Christ. Praise the Lord. So when you get born again, let me come back to my analogy. I said that bringing a miracle to you, that's what God did. Now, that's why Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit, God brings God to us. It's one thing we are looking for God, trying to assess and to, but what happened in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost that we have been given, or that God made available, God makes himself available to man. So he makes all of his glory, all of his power, and all of his goodness available to man. Friends, these are the opportunities we have, and people are wasting it on a daily basis. And this is the most important aspect of your life. All these schools you are doing here, what are you going to get out of it? What will come out of it? Except God touch it with his glory. Even your school, your education, I put it to you that nothing will come out of it except God touch it with his glory. Even you want to get married, I want to get married, this is the kind of husband I want, this kind of wife I want. In even marriage itself, standing alone can be a place of torment, except God touch it with his glory. Nothing is meaningful, nothing makes meaning, nothing has glory except the God of glory touch it with his glory. It's God that can bring glory to it. How can a man and a woman live together? It's not possible, only in God. The woman is totally different from the man, and the man is totally different from the woman. So even biologically, you can see the difference. When a woman stand and a man stand, you can see the difference. Then in their character, in perception and in understanding, they are different. It's only in God they can come together. You know what people talk about marriage? It's because those marriages you've heard about has not been touched by the God of glory. Or they have not allowed the glory of God to invade their homes. Nothing has glory except God comes in. That's why some people are stealing our money. They think that's glory. After getting there, still, they discover that there is still something more. True or false? After from governor for 8 years, they discover that there is still something more. Okay, maybe Senate, let me go to Senate. Let me go become president. That's how they keep running the rat race. Until they die, and they die on song. Praise the Lord. They die and they die miserable. They have forgotten the immortal lesson of the beginning, that God is the God of glory, and it's only God that can give glory and honor. Even your children, I want to have 2 boys, I want to have 1 girl, I want to have 1 boy, a boy and a girl, I'm okay. Children, one young boy some of us know the story. I know the day they gave birth to him, they were rejoicing. I've gotten a man shy from the Lord. That boy in 200 level that took an 8-year-old baby and a girl and raped the girl and then cut off her part, cut the breast, removed the eye and everything. They just cut him. How many of us know the story? A 200 level student in Port Harcourt raped an 8-year-old. I think they say even the man that is even sponsoring him or something. But the day they gave birth to that boy, just like every other child, what happened on that day? That same boy. The day they gave birth to Cain, until the Bible says, I have gotten a man shy from the Lord. But what happened? What happened? Praise the Lord. He rose up and killed his own brother when they were just 2 brothers in the world on earth. Just 2. Just 2. Praise the Lord. I'm not here to talk grammar. I didn't prepare so much sermon that this is the message I come and tell you, but I've just spoken to you from my heart. Because of time, I can't even go into so many things, but let me put it to you this way. I repeat it again. You see, there is no glory and there is no honor outside God. God created man for glory, and God wants to glorify. So that's why I say, no eye has not seen. We don't know it. You know it, say it. Eye has what? He has not what? What God has done what? What God has prepared for those that those that love him. He's not saying those that serve him. He's not saying you are Bible study coordinator or you are president of a fellowship or you are this. No. Love is a totally different concept. They can give you position because they needed to fill a vacancy. Somebody must be president. Somebody must be prayer coordinator. That's a different concept from what I'm saying. You see, for what God has prepared for them that love Him. There is so much about your life you don't know. But in walking with God and in following God the way you ought to follow Him, with the whole of your heart, then God will start opening it and start unveiling it to you. He will begin to open it and start unveiling it to you. One day I was praying. Then I was still I just graduated from the university. I was praying in the room. So I woke up in the night, I was praying. While I stood by the window, I was praying. Then all of a sudden, the place was shaking. Shaking. So I looked at one thing they put on the board there, it was shaking, you know. Then God now gave me a word. What was the word He gave me? Yes. He said, I was praying proud to them. He said, part of what he told me that, he said, you will never fail in life. I cannot forget that experience and that encounter I had that day. It was in the dead of the night. The whole place, all the stuff in the rooms were just vibrating. Friends, this God is real. It's not story. But He said, you will only find me when you seek me with the whole of your heart. You have not found Him because you have sought Him, but not with the whole of your heart. What God wants is what you cannot give to anybody, your heart. I can share your clothes now, but I cannot share your heart. He said, the heart knows its own joy and knows its own sorrow. You can give me money, you can give me everything, but your heart is your heart. Somebody can even put you in prison, but can they imprison your heart? Can they put your heart in prison? And that is what God wants. He said, I need your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One more scripture and I put it there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians 3:18. That one, and then Romans chapter 8. Romans 6:4. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Then you now put your hand in Romans chapter 6 verse 4. Now, I know I told you glory, glory, glory. I started asking us by what is even glory. I say God is the God of glory. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of glory. He brings the glory of God. You know, God is in heaven and all of those things. But the Holy Ghost brings heaven into your life. That's why there are all these slogans. Some, I think is it Living Faith that say heaven on earth or something. About a year or 2 years ago, that was their slogan. Say heaven on earth or something. And a lot of people have said it. In the Holy Spirit, God brings heaven into your life. That's how beautiful and how exciting and how interesting life can be. So interesting if you follow God. God is not bored. Some people used to say foolishly those days that they want to go to hell because there you meet people like Michael Jackson. Okay, all right. that place, heaven will be so bored that you meet like Michael Jackson in hell, you meet these people in hell. I say, okay, safe journey. Safe journey. By the time you go there, you did not see Michael Jackson, you're on your own. because you don't know what happened in the hour of his death. You know the man, the person on the thief on the cross. So you are expecting to go and meet somebody there, and you go there, if you don't see him, you're on your own. Praise the Lord. So I say God can be so interesting and so exciting. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:18. He said, but we all with open face, beholding us in a glass. What are we beholding? What are we beholding? The glory of your president. Eh? Oh, why not your president? If they are president, at least. He said, but we beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. From what?
Glory to glory.
So who is now going from glory to glory? Eh? He said, you will go from glory to glory. He said, by beholding it. But today now people don't even want to behold and they want glory. Part of beholding is what you are doing here. Now, even sitting and listening to God's word is part of beholding. Because you see God is coming to you in a new light.
then what you do on your own and all of those things, but look, a lot of people are not even ready to build and they want glory. You see that God makes his glory available to man. He said, when you behold, you yourself have been changed from glory to glory by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of glory. He's not only show you God's glory, but he makes you to become that glory. He makes your life glorious. He makes your life full of outstanding testimonies. Praise the Lord. There was one day I was in school. We finished, vacated. I stayed behind to pray in the university those days. This is how you contact those glory. I stayed behind to pray and to study. So in the course of staying behind, I didn't have money again. And Zaria to Kaduna, I schooled in Zaria, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. And I was going to Kaduna, my uncle stays in Kaduna. So I stayed behind, people were going. In staying behind, I spent some of the money I have. I didn't have enough money. So I stayed behind, I was praying. One day I even cooked food. I can't forget that those times. One evening I cooked food, I wanted to eat the food. The food was done. The Holy Spirit said, no, I should drop the food. I should continue. So I now studied and prayed into the night. I left the food the following day. So after I stayed for some days, I was now supposed to go. I now did not have enough money. He said, I should still go. You know, this is how sometimes God trains. I say it could be so exciting. He said, I should still go. So I left. I went to the place to enter Ubodi cab. When I got to the place to Ubodi cab, I met somebody that had graduated and he was serving. So when I sat down in the car, he paid for my seat. He paid for me. So when he dropped me and I picked a taxi, it's like just like from here to Ado, from Zaria to Kaduna, like 45 minutes, or maybe a little bit more than Ado. So where I dropped again, I met somebody in the taxi, he now paid for me. That means I ended up not paying till I got home. And even the money I had was not even enough. Praise the Lord. This is how God trains you. There's training. So, you know, this is what we call glory. So, you know, that way your boldness, your confidence in life will grow. Even to believe God and to follow God more. Amen. He said, we have been changed into the same glory, from glory to glory, even by the Lord who is the Spirit. Then Romans 6:4. That's the last scripture I will open. He said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism. Into what? Please, I want us to echo it. He said, we are buried with him. We are buried with Christ by baptism. Into what? Into death. That like as Christ was raised from where? Wait, that Christ was dead. You know, anything dead is dead. Nobody wants to associate with any dead thing. Christ was dead. But he said he was raised from the dead. Like. He said in that word, like, say, in the same manner. Okay, let's continue. He said in the same manner that Christ was raised from the dead. By what? What raised Christ from the dead? Can you see the resurrection of Christ? He said by the glory of the Father. So can you now begin to see the theme of glory everywhere? Even the resurrection was by the glory of the Father. Now, Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, what happened? I'm not hearing our voice. Even so, what should happen? No, I want you to now put your name. Even so, please again. Even so, he said, as Christ was raised from the dead, anything dead is dead, is dysfunctional, it's not functional again. So if you now look at your life, that's why when God sends glory into your life, or he sends the Spirit of glory to your life, he sends the Holy Spirit, everything that is dead in your life, he wants to wake it up. That's one of the primary essence of the Holy Spirit. He said, even so, the way Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. So even so, when the glory of God comes, when you say the glory of God is in this meeting, the glory of God is here. Beyond the glory coming here, he has his own, the heart and the essence of that glory is that he will wake up everything that is dead inside of your life. Praise the Lord. If you are sick, he brings healing to your body. If you are struggling with a habit, If you are battling with a habit, he breaks the power of that habit. Praise the Lord. If you are struggling with prayerlessness, maybe spiritual things, you are struggling, doesn't excite you. God, now when the glory of God, it changes your appetite. Your appetite for spiritual things begins to change. It begins to become very high. Praise the Lord. He said, the same way as Christ was raised from the dead, even so you too, you, not another person. What they put there is you. It's your name that should be there. Even so, you also will rise to a new life. A life of victory. A life of prosperity. A life of glory. A life of... You are not talking. I'm the only one talking. A life of... A life of... A life of... A life of... Every good thing that you can name in life comes into that life. Is it a new life? So I expect a difference. Anywhere I stepped in that has to do with me, I want this David. I expect it to be different. Not in my own strength and in my own energy, but because of the understanding that I have. These are the things that separate people. The prodigal son was eating with swine, but the day his understanding changed. What happened? What happened? What changed? Did the father change? The address of his house, did it change? What changed? A lot of us here, this is what needs to change. I'm telling you. Hey, when you say this is big man of God, oh, you see this man, you see these people, what needs to change? They are not different from you. You could have everything they have. Anybody you can think of on air that whatever he has, you can have it. Amen. You can have it. But the difference and the limitation is here is in the heart. He said, even so, you will rise in newness of life. I know that mine will be different. When we were leaving school, they said we were going to labor market. Labor market. You know that you cannot go and labor out there. You have favor upon favor. Favor. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Even people that don't know you.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Lord, we ask for the nations. Give tonight. Put a nation on your heart.